We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
There's nobody like him out there that's broken into Hollywood films like Dinesh D'Souza. He's with us here on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline. Hey, Dinesh, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Always great to be on the show.
Well, first, before we get to your film, Death of a Nation, which is out there, and we'll tell people what a great Christmas gift it will make and the success that's had, I was thinking about you a lot as this campaign finance stuff came up. What you went through is a classic. Rand Paul was on the other day, and he says, we've completely over-criminalized this campaign finance stuff by allowing prosecutors to have so much leeway with this, where if they want to come after you, as happened to you, rather than a fine, they threaten you with a lot of jail time.
Exactly. I think that's what has happened with Michael Cohen, is that they were able to, they wanted to get him on the campaign finance issue because they felt that that would provide a link, even if tenuous, to Trump. And so they bludgeoned him. Now, he might have been guilty of other stuff, but by getting him to plead on this, they were able to insinuate, and the media, of course, is all over this, gee, Trump's going to be led away in handcuffs and so on. So this is ultimately a political game. I saw it firsthand in my own case, where they were trying to layer on additional charges to force me to capitulate. It's a very nasty business, and the government has unlimited resources. So unless you're up in front of them, it's difficult to really believe that this is how our justice system works in this country.
What you said about unlimited, too, that's exactly right. They're not being rushed or whatever. They'll spend whatever they want to spend, and however they want to spend it, you have to scrape together and decide, do you want to go bankrupt in fighting this?
As Michael Flynn almost did. I mean, they forced him to put his house up for mortgage. So they ruin you. And the idea here is that if they can't get the big guy, they're going to go and destroy some little guys along the way. Look at poor Jerry Corsi, a writer in his 70s, mm-hmm. and they're going after him, 30 hours of interviews and so on. They want to break you emotionally, break you financially, and then get you to submit legally.
And you would think, Dinesh, it used to be a lot of Americans, particularly when we thought about the FBI, we thought, look, a lot of these are great public servants, but they have unbelievable power. So that means there has to be a real check on them, because if the FBI goes off the rails, that should be chilling to the average American.
Yeah, I think the ordinary FBI guy is doing his
yes.
or her job. The corruption is really coming at the top. And this has to do with the gangsterization of the government that occurred under Obama and under Hillary. Look, I mean, the whole Trump investigation, normally there's a crime, right? We've all watched Forensic Files. There's a murder, and then you try to find out who did it. This whole investigation is an investigation in search of a crime. They've identified the criminal, Trump, and now they're trying to find out what he may have done so that they can get him. That's not really what we call justice.
No, absolutely. Now, Death of a Nation, we had a great time here in Philadelphia, packed house. People love the film. Tell people how they can get this, and maybe it's a great idea for a Christmas gift.
Absolutely. I mean, look, you know, these days we all have way too many socks and so on. So a great Christmas gift is to actually give the gift not only of knowledge, but of inspiration, of getting people fired up. And, you know, I don't know a place in this country where this movie has played in a theater, whether it's Red America or Blue America, where the whole audience has not stood up and clapped at the end. So that doesn't happen often in a movie. And it tells you that these are movies that really open people's eyes. If you're a Democrat, I really challenge you to watch the film. I don't think you'll see America the same way again. And I challenge you then to look into the issues raised by the film and check them out for yourself.
And Dinesh, you have a way too. I don't know how. I think it's just because you're erudite, you know, and I would be threatened by you if I were on the other side to get into a debate, and I'd do it, but I know I'd take to the mattresses in advance. But some of these guys are willing to come on with you. You even got them on Fox on many occasions.
Yes, and I'm actually searching for some leading progressive historians to debate on the campus over the next several months. I've got one taker, the head of a political science department at a major university. Most of my prominent critics are ducking me because what they do is they rely on the straw man. They'll say things like the racist Dixiecrats became Republicans. Now, they know that's not true, so they'll name a whole bunch of guys who were not racist Dixiecrats who did become Republicans. So they're kind of trying to fool the public here, but they know that they can't do it in front of me, and so as a result, they put out a lot of stuff on Twitter, but they refuse to debate.
Yeah, and that's one of the great insights, Dinesh, how Republicans still have this name, this branding, and a lot of the roots of it, and it continues with the Democrat Party. I mean, what would you say, Dinesh? I don't know if you've ever been asked. If I asked you to give me the three biggest things that you have branded, that you put out through your films, that's definitely one of them, the roots of the modern Democrat Party that is shocking to people. The other thing that I think of with you is you've taken the word fascism, which is a very tough word to boil down and talk about, and you've done the best job, I think, at defining it to my satisfaction. It's not easy, that word, and it's been put on conservatives as fascist, and really the roots are more socialistic than anything.
Absolutely. The essence of fascism was expressed by that quintessential fascist Mussolini,
yes,
who was actually Hitler's idol. Mussolini said fascism is, quote, everything in the state, nothing against the state, and nothing outside the state. And what that really means is that the state, which is to say the centralized government, controls everything. It controls the private economy. It controls the lives of citizens. It controls the churches. It controls the banks. Now, this couldn't be further from what modern-day American conservatives believe. There's nothing, quote, right-wing about it. So the left has had to sort of redefine fascism, disguise true fascism, you might say, in order to try to pin the fascist tail on the Republican elephant.
Right. And the other thing, too, you speak a lot on college campuses, is that the danger here, people at least label these neo-Nazis and Nazi elements as losers, as criminals, and all the rest. The Antifa people, who, if anything, are more the street mentality, they're seen almost as a necessary evil by people like Chris Cuomo and the others.
Well, the important thing to realize is that the Antifa people and the so-called white nationalists all come out of the same side.
Right.
They have the same backgrounds. The organizer of the Charlottesville so-called Unite the Right rally was an Obama activist and a leftist. The poster boy of white supremacy, Richard Spencer, you know from my movie, I expose him as a leftist, and he admits it. So these are guys who are on the left, but the press has almost, you may almost say, conspired together to hide this fact. Why? Because it damages their narrative. Their narrative is that white supremacy is on the right, and any facts inconvenient to that narrative are not reported on.
Absolutely. Death of a Nation, of course, I highly commend it. What's the best vehicle, Dinesh, to get Death of a Nation?
Wow, Dom. I mean, the movie is available now on digital download. You can get it from iTunes or Amazon or Google Play. You can get it from Redbox, so you can walk into Walmart and pick it up. So the movie is available on all platforms. And these days, a lot of people like to watch these movies at home, just in the convenience of on your big screen TV. So I hope that a lot of people watch this during the holidays, and it'll be not only informative, but very entertaining.
Dinesh, what's next on the drawing board? I ask that to all guys like you. I'm sure you got five projects cooking. What are you going to do next?
Well, I kind of feel like I have a certain territory all to myself, and that territory is debunking not just fake news, which a lot of people are doing, but debunking fake scholarship and fake history and fake narratives about America. And so I want to pursue that with sort of single-minded determination and present, from an immigrant point of view, a new narrative about America that is more truthful to the facts.
All right. 2019 will be a big year, as always. Merry Christmas, Dinesh, and thank you. Thanks very much for joining us, as always.
I appreciate it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.